Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm a little surprised Rick Haro isn't going to the Mayweather fight. You go to every sporting event in the world, Olympics, everything. You go to every game that matters. You go to all the Super Bowl, all the All-Star games, all the majors in golf, even my favorite, the Open Championship. You go to everything. You're everywhere in the world, always. Why are you not going to Mayweather-McGregor?
Dolphins tomorrow, Tennis Hall of Fame over the weekend, U.S. Open.
Tennis Hall of Fame? What is that?
Yeah, I know. Well, they're doing a little induction thing, and I'm gonna play up there on the grass. That'll be kind of cool.
All right.
I'm going to keep going.
I played tennis in St. Thomas, by the way. I was playing on clay down in the Caribbean, and I brought the kids out there, and I hit strokes with them for an hour or something. It was 100 degrees. We were soaking wet. But when they were done butchering shots, when they left and quit, I stayed on the court. I had like 10 balls, and I just cranked serves for a half an hour.
Well, we should, next time we should do that, especially since my question was, where are you on September 3, and why are you out there for 10 days?
Well, because I'm staying for the following week. I work with William Hill and the D Casino, as you know, and I do the first week of college football season in Vegas.
Ah, awesome. So I'm going to Penn State Akron. That's one of those bucket list things. I've never been to Happy Valley, and I've done a special kind of for Reuters, but never been to a game. And I know Akron's going to be bad. But then the West Virginia-Virginia Tech game.
Are you going to the Dolphins at Eagles tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah. I'm leaving tomorrow morning.
All right. That's so correct.
So I got 10 I got 8 sporting events in 10 days, and McGregor is not one of them. So I'm going to just tune into you.
All right. Well, I'll be live Thursday and Friday from the MGM starting tomorrow. Let me ask you this question. I said earlier tonight that I would not play Jay Cutler at all right now for the remainder of this stupid, meaningless preseason. Why would they throw him out there to get injured?
Yeah, well, that's a really good point. They believe in Matt Moore, but, I mean, the rest of the season would be over if that happens. And I guess it's rust. I'll tell you tomorrow because I think the plan is to play him for a half, which may be too long.
Jesus.
Remember, I know he's going to step on the field, and he's earned people's respect, and he's played for all those years, and he played for Adam Gase, and the
whatever.
Best he had was 2015. But you got to get him in a little bit, I think. Last week it was a series and a half. And everybody was excited that he was walking at the end of it because they had 4 third-string linemen protecting him. That's what I'm worried about. I guess you too.
Yeah. So while I'm on the scene in Miami, what do you think of the new Miami Canes quarterback?
I like the guy a lot. I told you I did. And, those other two guys that are competing for it, but this guy Perry, it's going to make people forget Brad Kaya. I think everybody already has. But it's really too bad Miami plays Florida State early in the year because one team then goes down and has to get back up just like they did last year. But they're ranked in the top 20, which for Miami to start the season that way is pretty darn good, and their defense is back.
I wore my Canes hat everywhere in the Caribbean. I also have on my I Am Scott Farrell app, the new broadcast page you heard me talking about. When you go to that page on my app, you'll see it. The photo for that page is me wearing that hat.
And that's wonderful. That,
I look fantastic in it.
Breathless. I can hardly wait.
I mean, my Canes gear, as you know,
is stout.
My Jim Kelly jersey, Michael Irvin, all, even the Bone Crusher. I got it all. I remember going to the Georgia Tech Canes game with you at the Orange Bowl and getting drunk in a hurricane. I do remember that.
Yeah,
I don't remember anything else.
The fans were unruly, so we can leave it at that.
All right. Let me ask you this question. The Derek Jeter finally got his hands on the Marlins.
Yeah.
What is the plan for all of those executives? Are they all out, and will they keep? I don't see how they could trade Stanton because of his contract.
Well, yeah, but there might be somebody like the Dodgers. What a game today, by the way, with Hill. I don't know if you saw that.
We saw it.
Yeah, of course you saw it. the Dodgers and maybe the Yankees and maybe the Mets would be the only guys who could take that contract off their hands, and I'd like to see him at Wrigley, obviously. But he's the face of the franchise. That would be a total disaster. Everybody's waiting to see what Jeter does. His hands are tied until the owners actually formally approve. And the question is, does he represent South Florida? He's not really a South Floridian. He's a New Yorker, but he grew up over in Tampa.
Right.
And with Mattingly, and he has a lot of Yankee influence in this thing. I think everybody's waiting for anybody but Jeff Loria would be people say, and David Sampson officially has gotten the word he will not stay.
Are there more Yankee fans down there in Tampa and Miami than there are Marlins fans?
Yeah, well, there have been, right? And so, especially the way the Yankees have been playing. And, when you have an empty stadium, the team that comes in, especially in a tourist town like Miami, buys up all the seats, and it's kind of disastrous. But they put a streak together. I think everybody's juiced down here about the change of ownership.
Okay, let's go through the 15 of the ones that I want to talk about with you. The fight, you believe it will be huge in terms of revenue and pay-per-view. And, 200,000 people are cascading into Las Vegas. I'm leaving at 3:30 in the morning tonight for Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, you're going to have a good time, and the economic impact is huge because, you may not spend a lot of coin, but all those 200,000 people are going to. And for the fight itself, it'll break the over and under line of 4.9 million subscribers at the 99 per. It'll be about $450 million in revenue. And, Mayweather gets the cut of $350. You don't know what McGregor's going to get, but it's going to be life-changing. And so it's a billion-dollar event.
In the aftermath of Charlottesville, we've been talking tonight about Kaepernick and the protests in the NFL on Park Avenue today. After Charlottesville, because, I had Jason Lockenfora on. He brought up Charlottesville, and I was like, what does the NFL have to do with Charlottesville and that Nazi rally? I don't want to hear it. It has nothing to do with it. But you have a better point that people like LeBron and others are using after the Charlottesville the platform to basically talk about how much they hate Donald Trump.
Well, what they're doing is they're speaking out about how important it is to be relevant. And the fact is that the Kaepernick issue is important. But at the end of the day, it's also really important that guys aren't penalized for standing up. Steve Ross down here is a very open-minded guy. To let my guys do what they want to do. Of course, they signed Cutler, not Kaepernick, which was the right move for that offense anyway. But Kaepernick gets picked up week two, week three when somebody goes down, I think, I hope, because he may be the best guy out there. But as a forum for social change, I know you talked about that all day, is the only thing it has to do with Charlottesville is athletes are now speaking up a lot more than they used to.
Maria Sharapova set to compete in her first major with an invite to the U.S. Open. As you know, I believe that she's in love with me.
Yeah, we got to dust off that old sound, but do you still have it?
I do. Let's listen closely.
Go. Listen closely.
No. No.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, very well done. But and since Serena and Novak and Stan Wawrinka are not there, and you may want to hear her screams and a few extra rounds. A lot of people are saying that she gets in, she loses early, but it's better than not having her.
I like the girl that won the French and the girl that keeps winning majors. She's something else. I forget her name, but you know who I'm talking about. She just won the French Open. She's something else. And Wimbledon, right? What was her name? Garapova or something like this? What's her name?
Muguruza.
Yeah, there you go. I think she's hot, too, and I'm going to say that.
Look, if you have any chance of having her recognize you, you ought to pronounce her name right, okay?
Listen, I could care less about some chick tennis player. As long as she's in love with me, that's all that matters.
Yeah, well.
And as long as I can improve my ground strokes.
Clearly. You're 0 for 2. All
okay,
right,
let's move on. The Mercedes-Benz Stadium's ready for action.
Yeah, it's about time. It'll be a great event. August 26th, the preseason game. That's a couple days from now. The roof is going to be closed, but the bottom line is once it gets open and closed for the times in Atlanta that you want to play open, it's going to be amazing. And every one of these stadiums, by the way, better than the one before. Dallas, still great. Minnesota Super Bowl this next year. Atlanta, just as good.
The Seattle deal is going to be finalized for the Key Arena that they're going to renovate it, re-up it.
Yeah, they're going to renovate it, but it's going to look like a new one. And the group, the Oakview group, looks like they're the front runners for the renovation. The guys, Chris Hansen, the hedge fund guy, wants to build a new arena, but he hasn't gotten a scheduling agreement with the Mariners and the Seahawks yet, and that's key. So you got two groups with two different plans, but the mayor says he wants to get this done before he leaves office at the end of the year. And then, of course, if Seattle gets the arena done, it's basketball and or hockey.
Is the World Cup going to come to the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, that bid?
Yeah, but they wanted to get it done in advance. But because Morocco came up with a bid, tiny Morocco, they've got to go through the normal process now. They'll get it for 2026, but 80 matches and 44 American cities. There are some in Mexico, some in Canada. It'll be a big deal.
Why are they closing Qualcomm Stadium? Is it just so old and a dump? Or what's San Diego State going to do in, like, the Holiday Bowl?
Yeah, well, the Holiday Bowl, they'll figure out what to do with, and San Diego State's going to have a smaller building. But they're losing money every time they keep it open, and with the Chargers not there, then they're saying it's better for us to close it, which is really kind of too bad because it's been iconic. And even if it's old, remember, like the Orange Bowl, it was sat there for a while before the tenants figured things out. And by the way, well, I'll do this. I'm going to that opening game at in Carson, the StubHub Center with the Chargers. That stadium's going to be cool for a couple of years. 30,000 people in an NFL stadium, that'll be fun.
Yeah, except the team sucks.
Yeah, I understand.
The NBA season's all about player rest and health. That's funny.
Well, yeah, it's listen, but it's better than last year. So remember when Popovich and guys said, let's sit out our guys, but even if it was a marquee game? This year, you can't go more than 3,500 miles in 7 days for a marquee nationally televised game. Can't be scheduled. You also can't play 4 games in 5 nights like they have before. So it removes the excuses from the coaches, and it's one of those things that they think will get the players and owners to come closer together. The biggest thing that come closer together with them is more money, and they're getting it.
Rick Caro with us, going to the Dolphins-Eagles game tomorrow night, our sports business insider and legal analyst on CBS Sports Radio. Ticket sales booming for the Golden Knights in Vegas?
Yeah, you'll see it. You'll see it firsthand. October 10, that first game. By the way, $2,000 for seats close to the ice. The team's not going to be real good, but they may be better than prior expansion teams. And brisk not only ticket sales, but season tickets are at the cap. And Gary Bettman is saying, listen, it's a big deal for us. It's really important for us. And the bottom line is this is really, really important.
So when does, when does the U.S. Open tennis end? Like, I'm back on September 3rd or something. When does the U.S. Open end?
You got a week after you come back.
Okay, so you'll be up in New York.
Yeah, but I'll be up in New York next week when you're in Vegas.
When you're not going to come for the finals of the U.S. Open?
No, I'm going to the opening Dolphin game, which is the same day.
I got to come down for a Dolphin game this year for sure.
Well, you were just planning our normal stuff, right?
Road trip, Carver High.
Yeah,
I'm dying to get down there.
Well,
all right.
I got a place.
Carver Bills High Dolphins.
Let's go. Haro, we need to mooch your 50-yard line seats again.
We'll do it, and we also have a Cuba thing. Let's not forget that.
I want to go to Cuba. Amy here that works at CBS, she went to Cuba before us. She had an amazing journey to Havana for the second year in a row, and she basically mocks you and I because we talk about going and we never go, and she goes 2 years in a row and saves lives, and you and I are selfish, worthless people.
Don't look, anybody that's mocking you, don't have them mock me along with it, okay? That's the bottom.
Listen, I just want you to know the Caribbean was fantastic. I look terrific. I have a deep plush tan, and I got a nice clean clip today. I look fantastic.
It's a lot of fun to hear you talk about yourself. Goodbye.
Thank you. Rick Caro, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.